We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, enriched the Islamic thought with his fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions in all the fields of human life that he used to spread among the people. These maxims and expressions can be adopted as a comprehensive program and a complete instruction to solve all the problems of humanity in the present day. In addition, the majority of these maxims have been in the highest level of eloquency and fluency, and they have been characterized by their beauty of composition, the preciseness of the writing style, and the magnificence of the statements. And so, these fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions and statements of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, are considered to be one of the essential resources of Arabic literature and grammar, as well as one of the treasures of Muslim heritage. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, we find that one of the interesting things about the divinely appointed Imams, again, is this fact that they spoke in any language imaginable. And this is something that is amazing because, as many people who learn languages will testify to, learning a language is fairly difficult. And so even learning one language is fairly difficult. Learning multiple languages is even more difficult. And that too, languages that are very different from your original language. And so we find that the divinely appointed Imams, including Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, they spoke all the languages imaginable. And that is really something that is amazing. And it testifies to, you know, this aspect of their knowledge, which is connected to the divine. So there's this conversation that happens between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and one of his retainers. So Abu Yazid al-Farqad, he narrates that I was with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam when he sent his Persian retainer to go and perform a task. The retainer came back and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tried to understand what it was that the retainer had done. But for some reason, the retainer was not able to clearly, you know, say what it was that he had done in Arabic. And so Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he asked the retainer to once again clarify what it was that he was trying to say. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then requested multiple times that this retainer explained to him in Arabic what it was that he did. But for some reason, the retainer was not able to the point where Abu Yazid al-Farqad, he says that I thought for a second that maybe Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is going to become angry. But then at the end, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to the retainer, you can speak in any language you want because I will be able to understand you in that language. And so then the retainer started to speak in Persian, in Farsi, and explain what happened, and the issue was resolved. So again, a testament to this divine knowledge where the infallible and immaculate imams are telling the people that, listen, we can speak any language of the world. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and I'm very happy to be invited by Brother Mahdi to this segment of the program, Dialogue. Today I'd like to read to you a passage about the Islamic lifestyle according to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. This passage is extracted from a book titled The Life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, written by the great Iraqi Muslim historian Allama Baqir Sharif al-Qurashi. He was born in 1344 after Hijra in the city of Najaf. This great scholar is well known for his books on the biography and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Please stay with me. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam encouraged learning and recommended it because it was one of the most successful tools in cultivating thought. Once, he saw a youth whose clothes had marks of pen on them, and he was hiding it from the Imam alayhi salam out of shame. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam rejected this action and told him the following: do not feel disturbed about the marks of pen and ink, as they are perfumes of men and jewels of authors. Imam al-Sadiq also looked at a youth hiding his clothes from him, which had pen marks on it, while saying, the sign of pen on one's clothes is the mark of chivalry.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.